with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A high-ranking Israeli military officer has stepped down some 6 months after the horrific Hamas terror attack that ignited the war in Gaza.
The military says the head of Israel's intelligence directorate, Ahiron Haliva, has resigned over the failures surrounding Hamas's October 7th attack, becoming the first senior figure to step down over his role in the deadliest assault in Israel's history. The resignation sets the stage for more fallout from Israel's top security brass. In his resignation letter, Haliva writes, "The intelligence directorate under my command did not live up to the task we were entrusted with. I carry that black day with me ever since, day after day, night after night. I will carry the pain with me forever." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There is growing speculation and concern that North Korea could soon launch a banned satellite. The North's latest missile test has heightened the speculation. South Korea says the North fired suspected short-range ballistic missiles into the waters off the Korean Peninsula and Japan. Also at SRNNews.com, opening statements due today in a New York criminal trial that could keep former President Trump tied up in court and off the campaign trail for up to 2 months. Mr. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The heart of the case, a routine non-disclosure agreement, with Mr. Trump's lawyers arguing that no crime was committed in what amounts to a business records case. They contend those records accurately portray payments to one of the former president's lawyers as legal retainer fees. This first day of Passover, no end in sight to the anti-Israel protests at New York's Columbia University. A rabbi based at the university is advising Jewish students to go home and stay there, saying their safety on campus cannot be guaranteed by authorities. The situation is so tense that today classes are being held virtually at Columbia. Wall Street, Dow futures up 196. This is SRN News. United Methodists are gathering in North Carolina.
The denomination's long-delayed general conference begins Tuesday in Charlotte and will run through May 3rd. The featured event is expected to be a formalization of the ongoing split in the UMC over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Thousands of conservative congregations have been abandoning the denomination in recent years, opting for other affiliations and cutting the UMC's membership by roughly 25%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise around the globe, the Swiss Parliament has approved a measure that would ban the use or display of Nazi and racist symbols. It could foment extremist hate or violence. The proposal goes beyond a simple ban on Nazi memorabilia, which had failed in the past in Parliament, to include other forms of extremist symbols. One member of Parliament points out that today in Switzerland, it's possible to fly a flag with a swastika on the balcony, possible to fly a flag with the image of the SS on your car. This is SRN News. Marijuana sales now legal for one tribe in North Carolina.
Medical pot can now be purchased with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians opening its dispensary on tribal land. The tribe decriminalized possession of small amounts of marijuana on the tribal lands and formed a medical marijuana system to grow cannabis and sell it. Marijuana use, though, remains illegal in the rest of North Carolina. The tribe is looking at allowing the adult recreational use of pot. Jason Walker reporting.
Terry Anderson, the globe-trotting AP correspondent who became one of America's longest-held hostages, has died. His death yesterday at his home in Greenwood Lake, New York, was confirmed by his daughter. Anderson was snatched from a street in war-torn Lebanon in 1985. He was held for nearly 7 years. Terry Anderson was 76 years old. More details at SRNNews.com.